The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is proposing a limit on nicotine in cigarettes and other combustible tobacco products as President Biden leaves office. It's a move the White House and anti-smoking advocates have said could make smoking a lot less addictive and easier to quit, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Nicotine is the substance in cigarettes that makes them highly addictive. So Erica Sword, a vice president at the American Lung Association, says capping the amount of nicotine in a cigarette to very low or non-addictive levels could have huge impact on the popularity of smoking, in particular by reducing the number of people who get addicted when they're young.
We can imagine a scenario where kids who are lured by industry marketing, online influencers, and flavored tobacco products pick up a cigarette but don't become regular users.
The idea of limiting nicotine levels in cigarettes originated 7 years ago under the first Trump administration. Sword says there's ample evidence showing such a move would dramatically reduce both smoking as well as the 500,000 smoking-related deaths every year. It would also upend the tobacco market, says David Spross, executive director of the National Association of Tobacco Outlets. He argues it would simply push cigarette sales underground, with smuggling of unregulated products across borders, for example.
You'd see a huge uptick in the illicit market.
The rules on nicotine limits would first have to undergo a public comment period before being finalized. It's not clear how much support it might have under the new Trump administration. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nominee to head Health and Human Services, has talked a lot about chronic illness. Dr. Giridhar Mallya, a senior policy officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says limiting nicotine and other cigarette sales is consistent with the incoming president's campaign rhetoric.
An administration that's been talking a lot about the chronic disease epidemics. Evidence-based policy actions on tobacco control, including banning menthol, would be very much aligned with those notions of wanting to address the chronic disease.
Of course, reducing nicotine in cigarettes would have no impact on e-cigarettes, which have largely replaced them as one of the main ways young people now consume nicotine. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.